A lot of those, obviously the smaller and less maintained thoroughfares will become quite hazardous and maybe even impossible in some spots. And even your more major, you know, state-maintained roads, to name one, I know, like U.S. 65, it can even be impacted by heavy. And in this particular case, we're expecting very wet, dense snow, as opposed to much, you know, drier snow that you would see in much colder conditions, whereas we'll be pretty much hanging around that 30 to 33 degree temperature mark through much of this event, promoting that very wet, heavy snow, which can be more problematic for traveling conditions, especially when it starts to really accumulate on the roads.